This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Upper Colorado finally has a collective bargaining agreement with the National Labor Union American Guild of Musical Acts, or AGMA. Some workers, such as Upper Colorado's chorus members, want a substantial pay raise in the new contract. Workers at the Opera House voted to unionize in 2023, but the agreement was only ratified this month. Both Democratic U.S. senators and one Republican representative from Colorado are opposing an expanding gravel quarry near Glenwood Springs. The Bureau of Land Management is considering expanding the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry. Here's Senator Michael Bennett.
This is an incredibly short-sighted and irresponsible decision.
The lawmakers have introduced a bill to prevent any expansion and thereby protect the nearby Glenwood Hot Springs. Jeff Hurd represents the area and says it's about sending a public message to the government.
The elected officials from the federal level, the county level, the local level, citizens groups, stakeholders are opposed to any potential change.
The lawmakers say they don't expect much movement on the bill before the November election. The brief cool down was nice while it lasted. Now, as the monsoon moisture moves out, it'll make way for another hot weekend. Lisa Hidalgo is the chief meteorologist at Denver 7. She says parts of the front range could hit 100 degrees on Sunday.
Really, this time of year, we will see triple-digit heat. 105 is the highest that it's ever officially been out at the airport. What we do watch out for, what is rare, is to get back-to-back triple-digit days. That usually doesn't happen.
This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.